Chapter 85. And into the simple and sufficient word immerable, and then going calmly about our business, as if nothing had happened. In those days we were not content to embalm the thing, and bury it decently, we wanted to build a monument over it. But in our newspapers the compounding disease lingers a little to the present day, but with the hyphens left out, in the German fashion. This is the shape it takes. Instead of saying, Mr. Simmons, clerk of the county and district courts, was in town yesterday, the new form put it thus, colon, clerk of the county and district courts Simmons was in town yesterday. This saves neither time nor ink, and has an awkward sound besides. One often sees a remark like this in our papers, colon, Mrs. Assistant District Attorney Johnson returned to her city residence yesterday for the season. That is a case of really unjustifiable compounding, because it not only saves no time or trouble, but confers a title on Mrs. Johnson which she has no right to. But these little instances are trifles indeed, contrasted with the ponderous and dismal German system of piling jumbled compounds together. I wish to submit the following local item, from a Mannheim journal, by way of illustration. In the Debefereyesterde shortly after 11 o'clock night, the Infestaunstending tavern called the Wagoner was downburned. When the fire to the unfedden burning Auseresting stork's nest reached, flew the parent storks away. But when the bitheraging, fire-surrounded nest itself caught fire, straightway plunged the quick-returning mother stork into the flames and died, her wings over her young ones outspread. Even the cumbersome German construction is not able to take the pathos out of that picture indeed, it somehow seems to strengthen it. This item is dated away back yonder months ago. I could have used it sooner, but I was waiting to hear from the father stork. I am still waiting. Also, if I had not shown that the German is a difficult language, I have at least intended to do so. I have heard of an American student who was asked how he was getting along with his German, and who answered promptly, colon, I am not getting along at all. I have worked at it hard for 3 level months, and all I have got to show for it is one solitary German phrase, zwei Glas, 2 glasses of beer. He paused for a moment, reflectively, then added with feeling, colon, but I've got that solid. And if I have not also shown that German is a harassing and infuriating study, my execution has been at fault, and not my intent. I heard lately of a worn and sorely tried American student who used to fly to a certain German word for relief, when he could bear up under his aggravations no longer the only word whose sound was sweet and precious to his ear and healing to his lacerated spirit. This was the word dammit. It was only the sound that helped him, not the meaning. 3. And so, at last, when he learned that the emphasis was not on the first syllable, his only stay and support was gone, and he faded away and died. 3. It merely means, in its general sense, herewith. I think that a description of any loud, stirring, tumultuous episode must be tamer in German than in English. Our descriptive words of this character have such a deep, strong, resonant sound, while their German equivalents do seem so thin, and mild and energyless. Boom, burst, crash, roar, storm, bellow, blow, thunder, explosion, howl, cry, shout, yell, groan, battle, hell. These are magnificent words, that have a force and magnitude of sound befitting the things which they describe. But their German equivalents would be ever so nice to sing the children to sleep with, or else my awe-inspiring ears were made for display, and not for superior usefulness in analyzing sounds. Would any man want to die in a battle which was called by so tame a term as a schlacht? Or would not a consumptive feel too much bundled up, who was about to go out, in a shirt collar and a seal ring, into a storm which the bird song word Jupiter was employed to describe? And observe the strongest of the several German equivalents for explosion, Ausbruch. Our word toothbrush is more powerful than that. It seems to me that the Germans could do worse than import it into their language, to describe particularly tremendous explosions with. The German word for hell heel sounds more like helly than anything else. Therefore, how necessary, chipper, frivolous, and unimpressive it is. If a man were told in German to go there, could he really rise to a dignity of feeling insulted? Having pointed out, in detail, the several vices of this language, I now come to the brief and pleasant task of pointing out its virtues, the capitalizing of the nouns I have already mentioned. But far before this virtue stands another, that of spelling a word according to the sound of it. After one short lesson in the alphabet, the student can tell how any German word is pronounced without having to ask. Whereas in our language, if a student should inquire of us, what does B-O-W spell, we should be obliged to reply, nobody can tell what it spells when you set if off by itself. You can only tell, by referring to the context and finding out what it signifies, whether it is a thing to shoot arrows with, or a nod of one's head, or the forward end of a boat. There are some German words which are singularly and powerfully effective. For instance, those which describe lowly, peaceful, and affectionate home life, those which deal with love, in any and all forms, from mere kindly feeling and honest goodwill toward the passing stranger, clear up to courtship, those which deal with outdoor nature, in its softest and loveliest aspects, with meadows and forests, and birds and flowers, the fragrance and sunshine of summer, and the moonlight of peaceful winter nights. In a word, those which deal with any and all forms of rest, repose, and peace, those also which deal with the creatures and marvels of fairyland. And lastly and chiefly, in those words which express pathos, is the language surpassingly rich and effective. There are German songs which can make a stranger to the language cry. That shows that the sound of the words is correct. It interprets the meanings with truth and with exactness. And so the ear is informed, and through the ear, the heart. The Germans do not seem to be afraid to repeat a word when it is the right one. They repeat it several times, if they choose. That is wise. But in English, when we have used a word a couple of times in a paragraph, we imagine we are growing tautological, and so we are weak enough to exchange it for some other word which only approximates exactness. To escape what we wrongly fancy is a greater blemish. Repetition may be bad, but surely inexactness is worse. There are people in the world who will take a great deal of trouble to point out the faults in a religion or a language, and then go blandly about their business without suggesting any remedy. I am not that kind of person. I have shown that the German language needs reforming. Very well, I am ready to reform it. At least I am ready to make the proper suggestions. Such a course as this might be immodest in another, but I have devoted upward of 9 full weeks, first and last, to a careful and critical study of this tongue, and thus have acquired a confidence in my ability to reform it which no mere superficial culture could have conferred upon me. In the first place, I would leave out the dative case. It confuses the plurals, and, besides, nobody ever knows when he is in the dative case, except he discover it by accident, and then he does not know when or where it was that he got into it, or how long he has been in it, or how he is going to get out of it again. The dative case is but an ornamental folly. It is better to discard it. In the next place, I would move the verb further up to the front. You may load up with ever so good a verb, but I notice that you never really bring down a subject with it at the present German range, you only cripple it. So I insist that this important part of speech should be brought forward to a position where it may be easily seen with the naked eye. Thirdly, I would import some strong words from the English tongue to swear with, and also to use in describing all sorts of vigorous things in a vigorous ways. 4. Erdemt, and its variations and enlargements, are words which have plenty of meaning, but the sounds are so mild and ineffectual that German ladies can use them without sin. German ladies who could not be induced to commit a sin by any persuasion or compulsion, promptly rip out one of these harmless little words when they tear their dresses or don't like the soup. It sounds about as wicked as our why gracious. German ladies are constantly saying, CH. God. Main God exclamation point God in Himmel exclamation point Herr God or Herr Jesus. Etc. They think our ladies have the same custom, perhaps. For I once heard a gentle and lovely old German lady say to a sweet young American girl, he two languages are so alike, how pleasant that is. We say ach. God. Apostrophe you say goddamn. Fourthly, I would reorganize the sexes, and distribute them accordingly to the will of the Creator. This as a tribute of respect, if nothing else. Fifthly, I would do away with those great long compounded words, or require the speaker to deliver them in sections, with intermissions for refreshments. To wholly do away with them would be best, for ideas are more easily received and digested when they come one at a time than when they come in bulk. Intellectual food is like any other. It is pleasanter and more beneficial to take it with a spoon than with a shovel. Sixthly, I would require a speaker to stop when he is done, and not hang a string of those useless events ein Jewessen jetet haben Jordan sayings to the end of his oration. This sort of gewgaws undignify a speech, instead of adding a grace. They are, therefore, an offense, and should be discarded. Seventhly, I would discard the parenthesis. Also the re-parenthesis, the re-re-parenthesis, and the re-re-re-re-re-re-parentheses, and likewise the final wide-reaching all-enclosing king parenthesis. I would require every individual, be he high or low, to unfold a plain straightforward tale, or else coil it, and sit on it and hold his peace. Infractions of this law should be punishable with death. And eighthly, and last, I would retain Zug and Schlag, with their pendants, and discard the rest of the vocabulary. This would simplify the language. I have now named what I regard as the most necessary and important changes. These are perhaps all I could be expected to name for nothing, but there are other suggestions which I can and will make in case my proposed application shall result in my being formally employed by the government in the work of reforming the language. My philological studies have satisfied me that a gifted person ought to learn English, barring spelling and pronouncing, in 30 hours, French in 30 days, and German in 30 years. It seems manifest, then, that the latter tongue ought to be trimmed down and repaired. If it is to remain as it is, it ought to be gently and reverently set aside among the dead languages, for only the dead have time to learn it. A 4th of July oration in the German tongue, delivered at a banquet of the Anglo-American Club of Students by the author of this book, gentlemen. Since I arrived, a month ago, in this old wonderland, this vast garden of Germany, my English tongue has so often proved a useless piece of baggage to me, and so troublesome to carry around, in a country where they haven't the checking system for luggage, that I finally set to work, and learned the German language. Also, es fruht mich, dass die so ist, denn a muss, in ein hauptsächlich degree, hieflich sein, dass man auf ein occasion like this. Sein Ried in die Sprache des Landes wurden die Boards, Aussprechen soll. Dafür a bitch, aus Rienisch verlegen et no, vergangen et no, I mean a flitschkeet aus Rienisch a flitschkeet a bitch resolved to tackle this business in the German language, Gott's Willen. Also, sei müssen so freundlich sein, und wer sie mich die Interlerding von ein oder zwei englischer Wort, hi und da, denn ich finde dass die Deutsch is not a very copious language, and so when you've really got anything to say, you've got to draw on a language that can stand the strain. When Habermann kann nicht meinem Ried verstehen, so wird ich im Spieter das Obu ebersitz, when solch dienst verlangen wollen haben werden sollen sein et.
I don't know what Wollen haben werden sollen sein et means, but I notice they always put it at the end of a German sentence merely for general literary gorgeousness, I suppose.
This is a great and justly honored day, a day which is worthy of the veneration in which it is held by the true patriots of all climes and nationalities, a day which offers a fruitful theme for thought and speech. Und meinen Freund, no, meinen Freunden, meins Freunds, well, take your choice, they're all the same price. I don't know which one is right also. Ich habe jetzt eben worden Jewis insane. As Piet says in his Paradise Lost, ich, that is to say ich, but let us change cars. Also, die Amblich so viel Christbritannischer und Amerikanischer hier zu summen getroffen in Bruderlich Concord, ist zwar welcome and inspiriting spectacle. And what has moved you to it? Can the terse German tongue rise to the expression of this impulse? Is it Freundschaftsbesigungen statt verordneten Versammlungen Familienigen Thumlichkeiten? Nein, oh nein! This is a crisp and noble word, but it fails to pierce the marrow of the impulse which has gathered this friendly meeting, and produced dies Anblick ein Anblich welchist gut zu sehen, gut für Diogen in a foreign land, and a far country ein Anblick solch als in die Juinlich Heidelberger phrase nennt man ein Schienzaussicht. Ja, freilich natürlich wahrscheinlich ebensoel. Also, die Aussicht auf dem Königstel mehr Grieser ist, aber geistlich sprechen nicht so schien, lob Gott. Because sie sind hier zusammen getroffen, in Bruderlichem Concord, ein großen Tag zu fern, whose high benefits were not for one land and one locality, but have conferred a measure of good upon all lands, that know liberty today, and love it. Hundert Jahre vorüber, wären die Engländer und die Amerikaner feind, aber jetzt sind sie herzlich und freund, Gott sei Dank. May this good fellowship endure, may these banners here blended in amity so remain, may they never any more wave over opposing hosts, or be stained with blood which... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.